Here's another Star 105.7 podcast from the Tommy and Brooke Morning Show.
This week's fashion tip takes us to the tip of our head because we're talking about hair with our fashionista Andy Page, and it's a hair color that you probably wouldn't think of right off the bat. Hi, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I think this is going to shock a few people, but I'm here to tell you that the latest trend in hair color is gray.
Don't most people try to get rid of it?
Yeah. You know, it's actually been said that the most impactful, invention for women in this century has been hair color, because it's the one thing that has allowed us to extend our youth. But there is a trend right now in hair color where it's almost like the new blonde. Silver, beautiful, lustrous, white silver hair is extremely hot, and we're seeing it on more and more young girls. And the juxtaposition is actually really cool. But I'll tell you, to me, the biggest tip here for all of your listeners is that you can now completely go silver, because for the longest time, women have struggled with how to get their hair silver. If they had been dyeing it for so long and then they decided that they wanted to go all silver, then they had to get it cut really short because they didn't have an option. But there is now silver hair color.
Wow.
So if you are someone who's been fighting it for a while and not knowing how to just relinquish the reins and let it go silver, you can now get silver hair color. And again, the youth, that segment of the population who loves, a funky change with their hair, they are going silver. Up until a few years ago, every time I had ever tried to work with someone's silver hair, it was a real gamble, because silver hair tends to, go very blue, or it can actually turn like a yellow. So it can be very hard to deal with. So the fact that it's been perfected is going to be really exciting to lots of your listeners. But I'm telling you, there are designers out there who are taking, 20-year-old girls, and instead of having them be blonde, it is a beautiful platinum white silver.
Hmm.
Does that help ladies who are trying to, make the distinction between, okay, is it time for me to go ahead and let it all go gray? Can they, be silver? Because gray hair isn't necessarily as pretty as silver hair.
Well, that's a very good point, and I want to talk about that. Because if you want to go all silver or gray and you want to do it purposefully, the way to make it look great is to keep your hair lustrous. So you want it to be shiny. You want it to be in a modern cut. And, keep your youthful spirit. I think you can pull off fantastic silver or gray hair if it looks gorgeous, if you have a youthful, spunky spirit about it. I mean, if you want to go gray and then pull on your granny panties and kind of sit around and knit, that's different. but if you want to keep that, spunky spirit about you, then I say absolutely try the silver. And if it doesn't work, the great news is you can take it back. You can take it back to a great color. I think that you can pull it off if you keep a great cut, you keep it in good condition, and you keep that great youthful spirit. I think it'll look beautiful. And I know women just like that, who I'm always fascinated by, and I think they look fantastic.
Andy, is this trend of silver or gray, is it possible that it's been inspired from the movie Frozen?
You know what? I think that's a genius thought. I do actually believe that some of it has probably come from Frozen. So it is the most popular movie, most definitely, probably, that we'll see in quite some time. And I do think that maybe that it is the Ursula effect. It's not Ursula. What was her name? I'm so bad.
Elsa?
Is it Ursula? Elsa. Yes, it's the Elsa effect.
Not Ursula.
Right.
We don't want that.
Yeah.
You can tell I don't
That was
have
from Ariel.
Yes,
right.
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
Yes, it's the Elsa effect. I think you're right. That's exactly what we should call it. Yeah, but again, it's gorgeous. If you go to my Pinterest page and you look at some of the pins that I've pinned about it, it's being done really beautifully. So I think it's something, if you are someone who, is always willing to look for a change, and, in my younger days, I would have done it in a heartbeat. I'm that girl that had blue hair and, shaved her head and did all that stuff. So I would have absolutely done it, 15 years ago. Now, I don't know that I would, but at the same time, the fact that it's an option, I think, is fantastic. And that's really what this tip is all about.
Mm. But if you look at, what not to wear with
Stacey London, you can absolutely change it if you don't like it. So the fact that the option is now on the table, give it a shot. If you don't like it, guess what? It just takes about 10 books to try something else. So I want people to follow me on Pinterest, because I'm always pinning fun things like this. And go to my website, sensestyle.com, and pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring.
Tommy and Brooke in the morning. 105.7.